shot of 40% liquor. Learn more about standard drinks and low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines at canada.ca.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at TheMoodWithMay for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Behold.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
Love podcasts? Want to try your hand at podcasting? Why not make your mark and join CFRC's podcast network? Visit podcast.cfrc.ca. Check out the great podcasts already produced right here at CFRC and find out how you too can have your very own podcast.
Hello there. So if you're listening to us, you are with CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall at Queen's University in Kingston in this gloomy, rainy day and a little bit wind chill in the mix from the mighty Lake Ontario, just a couple hundred years out there. And this is your friend Mafuge, as always, with a handful of songs to keep your morning and spirit up and running. And but full disclosure here, so I planned a bunch of songs to go during this during this whole week back there for this episode, and then just like yesterday night I end up revising them all away because the weather totally changed everything, and so is my mood. So this episode might seem a little bit way too, like, not just a little bit, I'd say a way too gloomy to you, but moody and gloomy, but like, however, stay with me, grab one more cup of morning coffee and turn your rock station, crank up your volume, and this and people who just like tuned in and very new to this is Mafuge with the loveliest tune from Canada and beyond, and our show's name is Biggest River Delta, which airs every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. just after Jeff the Movie Nerd and Simone the Moan finish their lovely, lovely show in the Wake Up Call at Wednesday, at a blessed Wednesday. And today we're going to start by Not Dead Yet from Lord Huron, some gloomy music in the gloomy chill morning, right? And one verse from this song really caught my eyes here, and it's just like, been there for too long and heading right for the age. And aren't you all doing the same? And I just playing the part and still feel like hitting the rock bottom every once in a while. And then I'm going to play from Noah Cyrus, who is a Tennessee-based singer and actress. And we heard we'll hear like a lovey-dovey, sappy song from this singer in a long today's lonely rainy day. And then we'll follow this by a track named Barbaric from the band Blues, another melancholy for this rainy, gloomy, chilly day. So let's start with Not Dead Yet from Lord Huron.
Something to say. Oh, Where am I going? down the scaffold very soon.
Tucked up my sleeve, burned out bridges and whiskey jars. They're used up, abused up. We're free. Yes, we should pack light or not pack at all. Just leave our pictures up on the wall. You look so happy with your wedding dress on, but the bouquets, the old days are gone. I tell myself love's not real and the world's not as it seems. I tell myself you're really gone, but what do I tell myself? And I'll go mine. Whatever you want now, I'll say that's fine. Say that it's over, but that isn't true, 'cause I'll always be dreaming of you. Say that it's over, but that isn't true, 'cause I'll always be dreaming of you.
You just listened to Creed Bratton, and Creed Bratton is a American singer, and he's mostly known from his acting career from the NBC sitcom The Office. So he's an American actor and musician and a former member of the rock band The Grassroots, and he played his fictionalized character by himself in the sitcom The Office, which earned him 5 nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance. by an ensemble in a comedy series. So that was Creed Bratton, and we are here at 10:18 a.m. in this blessed Wednesday morning. It's a very gloomy, very chilly day, and yeah, here I'm really, really happy to be here and from airing it out from this Limestone City, Kingston, Ontario. And it's very hard, Queen's University, and in here from Lower Kurdersal. And I'm going to share a like piece of information to you that is like really saddened me for the whole week, for the next generation of Queen's University master level researchers, because like in a written statement shared in Friday with all graduate students, SGPS president Emils Maitis went public with the information learned from the course of SGPS's advocacy work. And this statement informed members that the senior leadership team SLT approved a series of cost-cutting and fundraising measures, and shared that as a part of those measures, the centrally funded Queen's Graduate Award (QGA), which currently provides an average of $4,100 per student toward the research master's stipend, and probably $1,000 to $2,000 to the PhD scholars, is said to be eliminated for new master's student beginning in fall 2025. Once again, Queen's upper administration finds itself in the midst of a situation that will have profound effect on the community for years to come. And honestly, this they always say about inclusivity and diversity, supporting the students in every aspects, but Every once in a while, they just like pulls the rug underneath your feet and leave you stranded. Because this cost cutting and fund cutting measure will hit all the master's level graduate students, and it'll really, really hit the inclusivity and diversity in Queens. And you know what? Because like, If you want to lower the number of international students, then just say so and just like implement that number and just like put a threshold on it. But rather than that, like admins just drawing out fundings from national or provincial fundraising organizations by showing them the current headcount of graduate students. And after they have that money drawn out, they stop supporting the students. And you can't have it two ways. It's just like, I don't know what to say about this, but eventually it will hurt Queen's reputations in academia, because if you want good research, you have to fund well your master's and PhD students. But like, you can lower the numbers, you can focus on more quality, of course, that's up to you, but not like that. What to say? So it is what it is in here. I don't know, like if it's gonna be implemented in coming years or not, but like it's profoundly a very sad news for the future grad students to come. So let's see how it goes. So it's now 10:23 in our studio clock, and I'll play Dusty Trails from Lucius, and it's a ballad of like hopefulness, and then I'll play Never Going Back Again from Fleetwood Mac. And Fleetwood Mac are a British American rock band formed in London in 1967, like way more old. And the band's first public appearance was at 1967 National Jazz and Blues Festival in Windsor. And then I'll play I Love This Town from Joel Plaskett. We'll dedicate this song to the lovely limestone town Kingston and its amazing people. I have a question. So do you ever feel disconnected as such? Like you don't miss much of a place where you used to be? It's a sort of a chapter that you just never bookmark, right? Making a connection is all about keeping things alive. But let me know your thoughts in my Instagram page, cfrc.brd, that is cfrc dot, that is short form of Biggest River Delta, BRD. Let me know your thoughts. So I'll play from Lucius and Joel Plaskett. And yeah, let's see how it goes. So it's going to be, I'm going to start with Dusty Trails from Lucius.
We've been gone for such a long time that I'm almost afraid to go. A long road is a long dragged out imagination where things can go wrong, but we keep rolling. And I'd say it was just growing pains, and painful as growing is, we can't forget.
Halfway to go. Dusty trails can lead you to a golden road. in. Made me see where I've been.
There's a reason that I love this town. I don't know.
If you're listening to us, you're listening to CFRC 11.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University Kingston, right here, standing at Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. And here it is, Mofuj, your friend, in the lovely, lovely gloomy day here at Wednesday morning, right now at 10:35 a.m. And we just listened to Joel Plaskett and the track was I Love This Town, and it was solely dedicated to Kingston, not him, by me. So I love this town. I love this town and its amazing people. And here it is. There's this time for a very short break from my end. So I'm going to be back in a minute or so. Don't go anywhere. Just like keep yourself tuned in CFRC 11.9 FM. No matter you're working, driving across the town or highways, but if you're driving, just like keep an eye out there, because like it's really misty and it's been raining after a while, so it gets a little time to get used to rain, but it is what it is gonna be for the next 2 months or so, because like it's fall and it's gonna rip off all the old leaves and leave the trees scorched. So watch out for that. But it's like beautiful around here because all the leaves turned quite different. But yeah, we're going to talk about this later, but this is the time for a break. And I'm going to be back before you even notice.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Love podcasts? Want to try your hand at podcasting? Why not make your mark and join CFRC's podcast network? Visit podcast.cfrc.ca. Check out the great podcasts already produced right here at CFRC and find out how you too can have your very own podcast.
Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the TikToks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. Okay, dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember Dirty Laundry, Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FM KSC, you're right, bye.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Hey,
what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
What you doing?
Just trying to tune in CFRC on our FM dial.
Didn't Mom say we weren't allowed to listen to that punk-ass hipster music anymore?
That's just the establishment's way of using our role models to bow to conformity. Besides, what she don't know won't hurt her.
Cool, crank it!
You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is your signal.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we broadcast 24/7, 365 amazing shows. And I just played a couple of promos from different shows that came across my table. And keep yourself tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, because like these all of our programs are like really well curated and aired by our volunteers. They're amazing in their job. So here it is, right now at 10:41 a.m. in our studio clock. And I'm going to play three songs in this set. And in this set, I collected a song, What I Do Without You, from a band, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. It's just like a feeling that we always need somebody to lean on to, right? So this song is all about that. And after that, I lined up Chamber of Reflection from Mac DeMarco, who's a Canadian artist. And as the song name suggested, it is the quite opposite feeling of the song before it. This is, as the name suggested, like self-reflection, reflecting onto you. And it's just like a meditating song. Probably. And then I'll play Outrunning It from Brony Vida's A Little Disclosure. I love this philosophy, just like dancing around and outrunning things and live the life as it comes to you, right? So without further ado, I'm going to play What Would I Do Without You?
Sometimes I wake up with the sadness, other days it feels like madness. So what would I do without you? When colors turn to shades of gray with the weight of the world at the end of the day, what would I do without you? A decade goes by without a warning, and there's still a kindness in your eyes. It's the questions and the worry, a peace of mind always takes me by surprise. I feel like I'm walking with eyes as blind as a man without a lantern in a coal mine. What would I do if I could? My imagination gets the best of me, and I'm trying to hide lost at sea. What would I do without you? The difference between what I've said and done, and you're still standing by my side.
a guilty soul and a worried mind. I will never make it if I'm on my own. The morning, I got midnight. You are patient, I'm always on time. Oh, what would I do without you? You got your sunshine, I got rain clouds. You got hope, I got my doubts. Oh, what would I do without you? Oh, what would I do without you? Oh, what would I do without you?
if you can. I've been moving down that road again, past the Yucatan, where nobody knows who I am. Because all my life, this shit's been chasing me down. I run it in. Don't you know how fun it is? Always I run it in. Don't you know how fun it is? Always I run it in. Don't you know how fun it is? Always I run it in. Don't you know how fun it is? We told ourselves we're up for better days. Slow desires in no haste. These problems look so good from far away. Because all our life, this shit's been chasing us down. And all our life, we've been dancing around. And we're always out running it. Don't you know how fun it is? Always out running it. Don't you know how fun it is? Always out running it. Don't you know how fun it is? Always out running it. Don't you know?
We'll just listen to Outrunning It from Brownie Vidas. And this is right now at 10:53 a.m. in our studio clock. And I want to play three more songs, but I don't think I can. But anyway, I'm going to play Spayside from Bon Iver. And in that, then I'm going to play just a Western from Lindufer Yanya. So let's see how it goes. Spayside from Brownie Vidas.
Nothing's really happened like I thought it would. Such a violent spree. But maybe you can still make a man from me, a hero on Space Side Key. With what's left of me, as you live and breathe, I really know now what had hold on me.
One of the best-selling albums from one of the greatest bands of all time. Grand On Stage presents Classic Albums Live, performing Queen's News of the World. We will rock you. We are the champions. An authentic recreation. Note for note, cut for cut. Plus, a performance of Queen's greatest hits. Friday, November 29th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's local journalism initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
Applications for Cohort 10 of the Pathy Foundation Fellowship are now open. The Pathy Foundation Fellowship is an intensive 12-month experiential learning opportunity for graduating students to lead a self-directed project.